Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, presents The Dragonian's Witch, The First Witch, Volume 1. Written by Meg Shumai X. Performed by Kate Marcin.
Chapter 1. My name is Freyja. No one knows I am the first witch. Those who knew were eliminated 21 years ago, a year after the Fey Empress and her consort, the High Prince of All Angels, decapitated the sadistic Angel King, my biological father. Unfortunately, a band of my father's old elite sentinels escaped the High Prince's purge. They found out I was the last of King Agro's bloodline and slaughtered the whole village where I was born. My mother, a genetically advanced human, managed to hide me and fought to her last breath. The angels have been hunting me ever since. I removed the hood that concealed my face and quickened my pace. The morning sun shone on my skin, and the wind tousled my flaming red hair. Ahead, waves of tea rose swayed, and golden sunlight spilled over the ancient treetops. The howls of wolves reverberated through the forest, and my heart leapt. They were near. They'd caught my scent. A large white wolf shot out of the forest, and three others followed him. I hurled myself toward them, and they howled with delight. We crashed into each other, and I leapt onto the white wolf's back, riding him. He put on a great show to shake me off, while the rest of the pack spun around us. My gloved hands gripped the wolf's muzzle firmly, holding him in place. He snarled, but I didn't let go. It wasn't the first time he'd bared his teeth at me. "Surrender, Blaze," I said. Blaze tumbled to the ground and rolled, aiming to pin me under his weight. I jumped away just in time. Lenka, Tyone, and Honehe pounced on my ankles and tripped me, yipping with glee. Lenka, a beautiful red she-wolf, nipped at my ribs, and Tyone had his mouth on my shoulder. He knew better than to get his teeth near my throat. I wouldn't tolerate that. Honehe resorted to dragging my leg keenly, wanting me to play tug-of-war. I conjured a picture in my mind. I'll stay. I won't leave again for a long while. Blaze rose, then stretched, his big head on his paws, and watched me like a philosopher. I shoved away the pack that crowded me and rose to a crouch. I'll bathe.
And then we play? Lenka asked.
It depends, I said as I ran into my forest. My pack shot past me. I laughed, but the sound died in my throat as wing-shaped shadows swept overhead. Angel hunters. My blood turned to ice. They never gave up on their hunt, but they shouldn't have found me so soon. I'd been in the human city, Palmyra, for less than 3 days. Now that I was with my wolves, the hunters should have lost track of me. In the past, being with my pack had blocked the angels' sight and kept me under their radar. I looked up at the sky, my heart in my throat. My wolves howled in fury, sensing my distress. But there were no angel wings beating in the clear sky. I blew out a breath of relief. My nerves were playing tricks on my eyes.
Let's go, bath.
I called my wolves. Light danced with shadows, wind sent down sweet-smelling blossoms, and the sunlight on my face made me want to sing. Lenka and Honehe soared into the gem-like stream, not bothering to ask my permission or wait for me. But then, my pack wasn't like any other pack. They had a hybrid as their alpha. Tyone stood guard, and Blaze padded quietly beside me. He was moody, but I wouldn't concern myself with his brooding. I needed to wash off my weariness, the grime, and the human scent. I unfastened my cloak and tossed it onto a rock by the spring before I extracted a knife from my boot and dropped it on the ground. I did the same with the other two daggers strapped to either side of my legs. Earthling weapons couldn't harm an angel, but mine had been forged in the angel's homeland and could bleed them. I'd stolen the first dagger, obtained the second from an angel hunter who had nearly killed me before I sent him to Earth Hell, and bought the third on the black market. My eyes flicked to my tight leather gloves.